Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour Listed Member of Parliament based in Papakura in Tamaki. I'm Anahila Kanongata Suisui Ki, and this afternoon we welcome Leitu Tufunga. Leitu Tufunga works for the Cancer Society, and she's the Health Promotion Advisor, Auckland Northland Division. Leitu lives, works, I first met Leitu in the Tamaki electorate, so we'll welcome Leitu to the program, and then we'll just talk about what Leitu is doing, and just to get to know Leitu. Leitu, ma loile le, talo fa lava, welcome to World with Anahila.
Oh, ma loile le, talo fa lava, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the program. So Well with Anahila is about women talking about what they are doing in their own area and their community. So probably the best we could do is start with a little bit of, you know, if you could share something about yourself, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I am of Samoan and Tongan heritage. Mm-hmm. I come from the villages in Samoa, of Bailoa and Alipata. Mm-hmm. And my father is from Sao in the big island of Savai'i. And then my Tongan heritage, my grandfather is from Houma in Tongatapu. Very proud of both. And was born in Samoa but raised in South Auckland. And have been working. A lot of my roles have been around public health, community development and youth development. And libraries.
Oh, yeah, that's so right. Your mum's a librarian.
Have been kind of been through this massive whole health and well-being journey just investing more in myself in terms of my health.
That's really great, Leitu, because I've seen the changes that you've come through, and I saw you in Tamaki. Are you okay about sharing your journey in that?
I'm very open at sharing my journey. I was a little bit shy at first, but then I just realized that how many of us are kind of going through the same thing, and we all have a similar story. Yeah, and I think it's encouraging, and it might be sometimes a bit whakamā about how it kind of starts, but it's not about the outcome. It's more about, for me, it's more about the journey and the learnings that come with it. And if I could share that, then it will be even richer for it too.
Yeah, so perhaps I've had many journeys of trying to be fit and healthy, and some journeys start with a bang, and then it just fizzes out. And I'm currently on another journey that's hopefully blossoming. So maybe you could share the start of your journey and what would
I think in 2009, so I've had this, whole lump of food and many other issues. One thing that kind of really annoyed me was that I wasn't feeling happy on the outside and on the inside. So I was dealing with a whole heap of issues. I had lost my sister in 1996. At the age of 11 years old. So I had a lot of grief that I had to kind of like unpack. And over the years, I've discovered I want to use food and, subconsciously eat my way through and not really deal with the issues. And then I had a conversation with my doctor, and he said, hey, so I went and saw him. I said, listen, my periods are irregular and I'm just not feeling good. And he said, so we had a good talk. And he said, so what's important to me? And I said, what's important is that I want to be healthy. He said, okay. And then he asked a very important question. He asked, do you want to have kids one day? And I said, yes, I do. He said, okay. So if that's the goal, to have kids and carry and be healthy in your pregnancy, then there are some things that we need to change.
Yeah.
There are things that you can't change. The things you can change is you can take control of your diet and what you put in your body. That's what you can do. And then the rest will try and work and we'll see how we progress. So for me, that was a huge eye-opener. And then I kind of started from there. And like you, started off with a bang so many times, doing so many things, and, you know, took up many challenges. But I tried all sorts, like, you know, the free boot camps, the free the Zumba classes, going for walks with friends. And then something just really clicked for me was that actually, if I really want to do this, it's not, I need to change my thinking. It's about, you know, it's got to be more than just, you know, okay, measure your calories. So the light bulb kind of went off, and I thought, actually, it's got to be a part of my life, everyday life. So that was, 2008.
So that's true,
I think the heaviest I was probably about 137.
137.
And I looked very different then. And then over the years, I have lost about, and kept off maybe 55 kgs plus. And it's been interesting because the goal of having healthy, carrying a healthy, if I do ever get there, having a healthy pregnancy has always been something that I've wanted. Or if the opportunity arises, then I want to be at that state. So what I learnt along the way is that, you know, you can fail so many times. I live in a community where it's saturated with all of these takeouts, a lot of liquor stores, some people smoking, you know, all of the bad stuff. And we're in an environment that we're saturated with all of this crap. And so I needed to find a way of how can I focus on my food and my exercise and, you know, start building a supportive environment. And so I just went back to what we usually do is that, like, Dad, and even throughout my whole childhood, Dad always has had a garden. And so I started, and now I am the avid gardener.
For home, the backyard gardener,
So planting stuff, doing your own thing, you know, nutrition, I've learned a lot about nutrition and how much I need to eat more of the food, which our people, it's more, our people know this diet. It was a very, very vegetarian type diet.
That's interesting, Leetu. I just want to go back to acknowledge your story about your sister. Thank you for sharing your story, because I know that it's not easy to do that. And that, thank you for sharing your story about your sister, and that ever since I've known you, you've always been in the health promotion area. And you are someone that is promoting health, and it's really interesting. Yeah. What's interesting about that is that you're now learning about nutrition, and so it's about, having something bigger than yourself, really, your goal is about being able to have a child, and you've had advice from your doctor, and and now that you're looking at changing, because I've always thought that you live in Tāmaki. Do you live in the Tāmaki area, or where do you live?
I did live in the Tāmaki area. I did live in Dennis for a couple of years, and that was because I was there. My role at the time was community advisor for Auckland Council for the Mangihi Tāmaki local board area, and so I thought, hey, if I'm going to work here, why don't I just live here? Because, you know, it's only until you can kind of like walk in people's shoes and be in the environment that you can understand the issues. And like, you know, it's every suburb or every place is very different and unique to itself. And of course, being part of Pacifica, the big Pacific Women's Organization, I've been a member of that for about almost 10 years now. And so that has kind of opened my eyes about the many issues in terms of health and well-being in the Tamaki area. You know, there was, with all of the housing issues comes a lot of mental health issues, stress issues. There's, you know, again, environmental, obesogenic issue, environments, like having how many, you know, takeout stores that we have.
I wanted to not particularly about Tamaki itself, but the environment that you were faced with every day area, and now that you're going back to how you were taught to eat by your parents, really, about your father always having a garden at home, and you're now learning about nutrition, and yeah, so that's an interesting journey how. What's around? Well, we can go all over the place because I know, as you know, we've had lots and lots of changing our eating habits many times, but the solution sometimes is just in your backyard.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and the other thing, it doesn't cost a thing to start a garden. I mean, okay, maybe a few, you know, to get a few seedlings here and there.
Yeah.
But, it really is about keeping it really simple. And I have this thing about, I've got this tagline, invest in me.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I would invest in me is that I would, before it used to be a lot of trips and travelling.
Yes.
But now I see it very differently. If I want to live a little bit more healthier, I have one nephew and five nieces that I love to bits, and I want to be around a lot more for them, then, you know, I need to invest in me in different ways. And that is just being a little bit kinder to myself, more healthier, because the benefits outweigh everything else. And I, you know, now when I think back 8 years or 9 years ago, I don't think I can go back. Yeah.
I mean, we, not just you, but we've all got to be treat ourselves a little bit better than we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're now eating well in terms of using the veggies that, do you grow it or does your dad grow it?
Yeah, we there's still spinach, there's still bok choy. And, you know, I always have my moments where I crave for sugar, and I want, like, the chocolate mud cake from Winmore Bakery. And so the thing is about changing our mindset around, you know, like a cheat meal is just a cheat meal. It's not a cheat meal breakfast. Lunch, morning tea, afternoon tea.
So you fall off the wagon at breakfast, just get back on. back on by lunchtime. Okay.
You will have your off days, and then you start, tomorrow's another day, and then you start again. And yeah, there has been a familiar story, and I'm glad that I've failed and failed and failed and failed. Because then it's only until that learning kicks in that actually what you're doing isn't right. What I'm doing is not working for me. So do something else.
So tell us about your routine. What good day for Leitu, what the routine looks like, you know, from when you get up to.
Over the years I've been training with my trainer, Tremaine Brickhouse, so I want to acknowledge him over at Les Mills. And I went to him for, like, he used to run the Pacifica boot camp. And
what's his name? With
the Pacifica boot camp.
No, was it Jerome?
By Auckland Central Branch.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, many years ago. So I went with Josephine, and then went to boxing, and then, yeah, then eight years plus down the line, still training with them. So I would I would either go to a morning session over at Strata Fit, and I see Tremaine twice a week with my core squad, Josephine.
So you're in a so when you go to the gym, you have a team, you've got to have a squad that go. So yeah, Josephine, that's Councillor Bartley, Josephine Bartley.
Yes, Councillor Bartley, and a good friend, Vinacio Leilua, who's the latest addition. And so we would train, and we train because, you know, especially with friends, and also yeah. we want to support each other on our journey. Mm. And we laugh a whole heap yeah. With Tremaine as well, even though we're dying. But, you know, we know it's good.
Okay, so his name is Jermaine, not Jerome. Okay, Jermaine. Okay, yeah.
Jermaine, yeah. And then I've been doing this thing called intermittent fasting. So I don't have breakfast, but I don't eat. I fast from 6 o'clock the evening before right till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So you fast from 6 p.m. till 1 p.m. Yeah. Yeah,
and it doesn't work for everyone, so I don't recommend that you try it until you see a professional.
Yeah, well, I think if our listeners, if you're listening, this is Well with Anahila. We've got Leitu Tufunga on the phone. She's spoken about going to see a doctor, and he advised her about needing to do what she can do for herself. And this is the things that working for Leitu. So if I think good reminder there, Leitu, that to the listeners, before you embark on anything, it's always great to see your doctor and see what their advice is. Yep. So you fast from 6 p.m. in the evening to 1 p.m. the following day.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, and then I have my normal meals. And then I make sure that I have enough protein because I've fasted and because I'm also working out. Mm. I want to make sure that I replenish my body and it has all of the nutrition that it needs.
Mm.
And then it's the light meal in the evening. And then, yeah, so that's what I do during the week.
Mm.
And then, you know, in between that, I take my nieces and nephew, like, go out for walks, try and stay active. Sunday, I usually run at Cornwall Park.
Oh, you're running now. Yeah. Cornwall Park, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see me doing a few hill runs up the hill.
Yeah.
Then just staying active and making use of, you know, the free swimming pools out in Mangere or Tahu, in that local board area.
Yeah.
And just trying to make sure that I get enough good food in me.
Mm.
So food has been quite key in terms of my learning and making sure that I change my food habits.
Mm. Okay, so when you say you eat normally, so do you fast every day?
Yeah. So what I do is I fast off from Monday and through to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sundays I usually, I kind of have breakfast.
Mm.
And that's just a normal day. Mm. And then there are some weeks where I actually feel hungry and I break my fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't eat till 1 o'clock. And then I'll carry on as normal. So, yeah, I do have my off days. I am not like Superwoman and keep to a strict diet.
Is there water that is involved in this? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes, drinking heaps and heaps of water.
So you're fasting with eating but not the water?
Yeah. I'm fasting, no food.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my coffee and my water and my tea.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so yeah. I do allow myself to have my fluids. And also another thing for listeners is that if you're having coffee, make sure you have 2 glasses to replenish yourself from that coffee, because coffee kind of what it does is that it soaks a lot of water, you'll feel dehydrated after you have coffee.
So okay, so after coffee, 2 glasses hydrate. Of water.
Yeah,
to rehydrate. Oh, that's a good tip. Yeah. So I know that we can't see you visually, and you've spoken about the heaviest you've been is 137 kilograms. Do you mind sharing what you are now?
I am about 81.
81 kilograms. Yeah, oh, wow. So that's about 55 kilos, eh? So
yeah,
and,
yeah,
you've basically lost a child or carrying a whole person. Oh,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I'm laughing because I'm still carrying a whole person with me. Yeah. Okay.
So
another thing
is, like, the mental game is just as important too. Like, you know, to just make sure that you're kind to yourself.
Mm.
You know, do a bit of meditation. And, you know, and also, like, I go back to, like, losing my sister and all of that stuff around grief. Like, we all carry that grief with us.
Mm.
And it's just the way that we translate that. And for me, it always boosts. And so over the years, I think, nine plus or whatever years, I've had to re-undo the stuff or the harm that I did to myself. So a lot of, like, in terms of grief and mental well-being, I love going for drives. I love going for, hang out with good people that give good nourishment to you in your life as well, and good friends who are open to hearing what, you know, your low lights and your highlights as well. Spoken word has been, and poetry is where I always go to. So Black Mail Press, I used to do a lot of some poetry and send it through to Doug Poole, who's another Pacific poet. And he is the editor for Black Mail Press. So there are, choosing different ways of outlets when it comes to grief, or if you're going through something, is just as important, so that your physical and your mental and spiritual well-being is also balanced.
That's great, because those are some of the things that I knew that you did, when I got to know you through being the vice president for Tāmaki, Pacifica Tāmaki, and all those things. So you, throughout the last 10 years, was there a time that you didn't do those things?
Yeah, I had a moment where I stopped doing a lot of things that I loved, like painting. I'm very artistic, and I used to always, and music, we went through piano lessons, and I kind of stopped. And I still haven't touched the piano since my sister passed. But through the love of, going back to painting and sculpture, has kind of helped with the healing process. And for some people it's different, and I get that, but I think it's important that when we're dealing with stuff like that, I wasn't able to cope, and I decided that I'll only see friends when I want to. And I realized that I was isolating myself, and my mental well-being was starting to spiral down. So coming to Pacifica kind of like help or force me into a situation where I needed to, I was a little bit uncomfortable, but I needed to be uncomfortable in order to break my bad habits.
Yeah. Really thank you, Olitu, for sharing your journey with your dealing with your sister's passing. And what is interesting is that I too belong to Pacifica, and I've also spoken to other women who came into Pacifica and they were going through grief, or at a stage of their life that they were at a low point. But the thing is, because when we all go there, we're all laughing and smiling, joking with each other and talking, actually nobody would think, when they walk into the room full of Pacific women, that someone's going through depression or dealing with. And I think it's just a good hour, 2 hours of just being with other people. So I'm glad that that really helped for you, because I think we probably need to share that more with our Pacifica sisters. When we're together, actually all the laughing and the joking and the dancing and the singing, even though we all still don't know the song, the Pacifica song, that helps us without even talking about what we're going through.
And I call them my brown sugar moments.
Mm.
And I always say this, that's where I go and get nourished and, you know, I power up. Because that's the stuff that I need to kind of like be able and active. Mentally active in my next role or, you know, wherever else I'm going. So that's what I really appreciate about Pacifica. And that, you know, these ladies who, you know, you end up being in Pacifica and all of a sudden automatically you have this membership and access to all of these aunties.
Yeah.
Who give you hugs and love and, you know, and that's the stuff that really nourishes, for me, it really nourishes me and I hope it also nourishes everyone else.
Yeah, I know. You know, one example is Josephine's mum, Ruth. I was part of the Dressed in Confidence and I was one of the models.
Aww.
And when I was walking on the, I was trying not to, because I had these really high heels on, and I was trying not to to concentrate my walk so I don't, you know, slip. And there was Ruth, right at the end, the corner of my eye, dancing and cheering me on. The only one, and everyone's sort of just staying at their table. But, you know, that's the sort of support, eh, that I really appreciated it, but I haven't told Ruth yet, but I think we just encourage our sisters to join a group, any group, and and just be there and be in the moment, because we've had women in the program and they talked about, all of them talked about being part of a group in terms of their fitness and health and fitness, and then just having that own space that they have. We thank you for really sharing some deep and emotional journey that you've come through, and I really appreciate that. We've got 3 minutes on the program, and then I'll give that to you to share anything you'd like to share before we close our program for today.
Want to share with your listeners, you know, that yes, it is hard, but, you know, you just got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. When you do start, just keep going, and you'll have your knockbacks. But, you know, remember, tomorrow is another day, and that if you surround yourself with, you know, good people, they'll help you along the way. But you just need to get there and get up. So what Tremaine used to say to me is just turn up. You turn up and then we'll do the rest together. So I think that's a good way to leave it, and just be kind to yourself, because for me, kindness goes a long way. So if we're kind to ourselves, treat ourselves a little bit, be gentle, nourish ourselves with good stuff. And if there are things that we're unsure of, then speak to someone. And if you need to talk to someone, talk to someone. But otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is cultural.whispers.
What's that? Cultural Whispers.
Cultural Whispers.
Whispers.
So I post a lot about my training, the food, if there are some, like, you know, going to the market, you know, the local areas, and then just trying new recipes. And life. And, you know, you just gotta enjoy it, even though it decides to, you know, handle you with a few lemons here and there.
Hey, Leetu, thank you very much for sharing your journey. I will be posting your information on my Facebook. Awesome. For the listeners out there, follow the Facebook. I think there's only two Anahila in the world. That's me and my namesake. But I'm the one with the double banger name, Anahila Kanongata'a hyphen Sui Suiki. So I'll share your information there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
No worries.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been listening to a conversation between Anahila Kanungata'a Sui Suiki and Leetu Tufunga. Leetu is an experienced community leader. I've come to know Leetu through her work in terms of health promotions, the Sisterhood of Pacifica, and I've seen her journey on Facebook, and the team that she had, her squad, Venacio,
Venacio
and Josephine
Bar.
exactly. Yeah, so grab your two or three friends and just do whatever, right? Together, as long as you're laughing and supporting each other. So thank you very much, Leitu. You have a good week, and we'll catch up next time. But thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And that was Well with Anahila today. We'll see you next time. A conversation about health and well-being. How well are you, and how you are doing it? Sharing your story will actually help someone out there. So give us a call when you can, 0800 Anahila. But for now, have a great afternoon. Ka kite anō. Need to talk to someone? Text 1737. 1737. Ministry of Health will assist you. Thank you.